You're listening to the Friday Afternoon Commute. Today, we'll cover Savannah City Manager Rob Hernandez's job prospects and the school millage rate increase. Welcome to the final At Savannah Opinion Afternoon Commute of the Week. I'm Adam Van Brummer, editorial page editor of the Savannah Morning News and SavannahNow.com. Thank you for spending 3 minutes with us on your way home today. The first note regarding city manager Rob Hernandez hit my email inbox at 7:36 a.m. this morning, and there's been a steady stream ever since. As the Savannah Morning News and SavannahNow.com reported Thursday, the embattled Hernandez is among 35 candidates for the Brownsville, Texas city manager's job. Public response has been mixed thus far, although it doesn't take Karnak the magnificent-like abilities to forecast that the wider response among the vocal locals, anyway, will be something along the lines of good riddance. And that's a shame. Hernandez performs a thankless job and has brought a new perspective to managing this city. He's had to make some tough decisions, and his communication style and bedside manner could use some work, but everything he's done reflects his desire for long-term improvement in our city government. The hope here is he either withdraws his name from consideration in Brownsville or doesn't get the job. Now for the sponsor read. We spend part of this podcast each day discussing content you can find at SavannahNow.com. Some have no doubt been frustrated when you hit their free monthly limit of page views. Well, today is a day to take advantage of a special offer on a digital subscription. Get full access to the website's content for $8.30 a month when you sign up for a full year. That's more than $3 off the regular month-to-month rate. SavannahNow.com is your best source for local news, commentary, sports, and arts and culture. Stay informed. Subscribe to thesavannahnow.com. Call Rodney Phillips at 912-652-0404. That's 912-652-0404 to take advantage of this introductory offer. Speaking of subscriber content, let's preview the weekend's op-ed material. We'll feature local columns from Professor John Turres and another from former naval officer and Washington, D.C. insider Ed Conant. On the national front, syndicated columnist Kathleen Parker talks of trading nukes for condos in North Korea, and Mark Thiessen pays tribute to his mentor and friend Charles Krauthammer. Coming Sunday, U.S. Senator David Perdue writes a letter to the editor regarding the Savannah Harbor expansion project. As for editorials, readers will find opinions on City Manager Hernandez, as well as one on the public apathy over the proposed school millage rate increase. The school tax piece, available now on SavannahNow.com, starts this way. Speak now or forever, or at least for a year, pay the bigger tax bill. Two-thirds of the public hearings on the proposed millage rate increase took place Wednesday, and we've seen stronger objections at a shotgun wedding than the school board did to the tax hike at the meetings. Here's a summary. Three speakers, 10 minutes and 22 seconds worth of feedback. One of the speakers admitted afterwards she would not have been there except to support a friend, who was one of the other two speakers. Board members and staff far outnumbered the non-school-related community members. So did the press corps with their underused notebooks, cameras, and microphones. Board Rep Connie Hall deemed the turnout disheartening, more like puzzling, considering what is at stake. Read more from that editorial on SavannahNow.com or Saturday morning in the Savannah Morning News. Thanks for joining the afternoon commute. You can subscribe to this podcast through the podcast app on your Apple or Android phone, and you can also find us on SavannahNow.com. Talk to you Monday. Thanks for listening to the Afternoon Commute Podcast, presentation of the Savannah Morning News and SavannahNow.com, published by Michael Trainer and executive editor Susan Catron. Download this podcast at Apple iTunes, on SavannahNow.com, or wherever you download podcasts.